Christmas with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Christmas with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is June 15, 2017. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 64. What's going on tonight, guys?
Holy crap, we're getting old.
It's true.
64, that's a lot.
It's true. It was a little quiet there because we are Ryan-less this evening. No Thomas is in the house, so that means no robotic talk, no AI talk, and basically just good stuff.
I can't talk robotic. It is not that hard to talk like this.
Hey, to start off, I wanted to share something with you guys. I want you to not click on that link yet, but in a second here, I want to click on this link. It's a little game we're going to play. If you want to follow along at home and play at home, you could play as well, because at the end of the episode, we'll see the results. Basically, the link is https://phoneer/ tinyurl.com/YAAPU288. So I tinyurled it. Just go to tinyurl, put /YAAPU28A, and we'll put it up on the website too. Okay, so go ahead and click on that. Don't start it though. See if you can pause it right away. If you guys have the ability to make this run in the background, I don't know if you do. I do because my computer's not from 1944. But Adam, looking at you.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so the link's running. It's a generic inspirational YouTube video, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Don't need to watch it. Just minimize it and let it go for the episode here, and we'll check in at the end of the episode.
Are we playing it?
Turn off the sound?
Turn off the sound. Well, unless you want to listen to it the whole fucking episode, but that doesn't sound very fun. Yeah, turn off the sound, just let it play, okay?
Okay.
All right. Makes sense.
Ready, set, go.
Not even have the screen on.
Yeah, you don't even need it on. It's does not even required to have it on. Again, if you want to play at home, it's the tiny URL I mentioned. Go back and listen to it again. All right, so that's my start. How are you guys doing tonight? What's happening? What's flying? What's going on?
That's just weird.
You're weird.
Why are you watching it? He told us not to.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah, you are. You can see it in the fucking glasses, dude.
I can see it in your glasses.
Does it look like it?
Yeah, it really does.
You just switched screens.
No.
God. Like, I can see you in your glasses.
How about now?
That's just right. Ugly.
That's just uglies.
Okay, so what's going on? What are we doing? What are we talking about tonight? What are you guys up to this evening? What's going on in the world of, I don't know, movies or TV, but not video games?
But this is the week.
Hold on. I'd like to say happy birthday. Happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Joy.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
To the podcast.
Adam, if she doesn't listen to the podcast, why does it matter?
Yeah.
Didn't you forget it?
Didn't you forget it was her birthday too?
Only like when I woke up.
Good to know. Yeah. He's like, guys, I won't be there tonight. It's like Joy's birthday and like I have to poop or something. That's my Adam impression. It's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
We've got dinner plans and other plans.
I think we had dinner plans.
What were the other plans?
I didn't know about it until like now, so I won't be there tonight.
Exactly.
Seriously. She reminded you you're going out to dinner, and you're like, why? It's my birthday!
Where'd you go to dinner?
Pizza Hut.
That's a bullshit answer. Where'd you go to damn dinner?
It's a little place we like to call Hello Pizza.
Okay, I knew it was some sort of yuppity place. I didn't know exactly which type.
I had a very good pizza with Wisconsin cheese.
White sauce?
Red sauce. It was good.
Okay.
All right, what else we got?
It's not looking super yuppity. I don't know exactly. There's a guy in here that's looking for it, like, oh, how's it going? So maybe it is.
I know.
Their pizza looks like it has pretty normal looking pizza. Although
it's pretty normal.
This one's got green on it. I don't understand that.
Green.
Yeah, it's a little pricey.
Well, I'm sure.
$25 for a pizza?
It's good, though.
Yeah, but the other day I ordered from Broadway because I wanted something different in my life. And, like, two larges and some cheese bread was, like, $48. I was like, this is why I ordered Domino's for
$6. Right.
That's why I don't order Domino's for $6, because you're getting quality.
For $48, I will take 8 pizzas over one brat.
Right. I didn't go to Pig Ate My Pizza, and they're like $13, and they're awesome.
Hey, you know what? I like Pizza Hut pizza. I think it's pretty good. I like this crust. I think that they changed it. They put those seasonings in it. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just what I'm accustomed to. I don't like the super fancy stuff. Yeah.
I forget who I'm talking to.
That's right.
I can eat both, but I'm also cheap, so.
All right. So what's going on in the world of E3? That's what World Work Week it is, right? It's E3 week?
Oh. It is E3 week.
Which stands for what?
Entertainment Weekly.
Entertainment Weekly?
I don't know.
Yeah. Jesus. It's like
don't mess with my W stuff, man. CW.
Right. That's Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Okay. And traditionally it's been mostly video games, or is it other stuff as well?
Oh, it's always video games, but now there's VR, which they can be like, ooh, VR, we can also use this for other applications. You could have your meetings and shit like that. So, but
pretty much the big platform companies, Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, they have their big reveals about their upcoming games.
Microsoft.
And systems. Yeah. And then the smaller studios will have their own little booths with presentations.
And what I've learned at this E3 in particular is... all games look great now. All games look great. Like, the graphics aren't an issue anymore. It used to be like, oh, shit, okay, they came up with this. Like, oh, man, we can render this thing so fast. Like, look how great this guy looks. And you're like, okay, cool. Now you got that. That's great. Now all the games, all the systems have enough power to make games look really good.
Are you talking about, new games that are part of, like, by big developers, or...?
Well, big games always try to make them look... really awesome and have more and more stuff on the screen. Like, oh, cool, when you jump through this window, your coat flaps a certain way, and the trees move a certain way, and they all look really good and immersive. And then the games that have, like, stylized graphics, the graphics look super crisp. They're stylized, so they don't have to look exactly like reality, but it looks really good. So I'm just thinking, like, now that they know, everyone knows in the world can go, like, oh, every game can be made to look awesome. Now, what new do you got for me now? What stuff do you got for me now?
Okay, like, so I think you're talking about a very specific niche of games, like the newer games that come out in there. Because Steam is full of old, like, independent publishers or, like, one person who made a game and it doesn't look good, right? It's an 8-bit game on purpose, or it's a 12, whatever. But you're talking about these big games that people come out with that you're going to be impressed by the graphics regardless.
Yeah, it's going to look awesome. It's like, oh, cool, this is a Spider-Man game. And, oh, they've rendered everything so it looks great. It's like there's people walking down the street, there's cars going everywhere. You're going to swing by and you're going to know that's going to be on the screen for a total of 4 frames. And you're like, that looks awesome.
Okay.
But now you got to come at me with some other stuff. Make the game play really fun. Or make the story really interesting. Do they have to come at me with some other stuff?
Because that's what... you want, or because that's what's going to sell you these days, is what you're saying.
Yep, because they all look awesome.
Okay, yeah. What I'm saying is this game, I'll just give you a link here, that game just came out, Dominions 4. It's, like, not a big game. Like, the graphics are not even meant to be in the running with any of the big stuff. It's, I don't even know what you would call that, like 8-bit, maybe? I don't really know what you mean.
I don't even know what you would call that, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, if that guy decided that he wanted to make it about graphics, he could take all that same concept of that stuff and then make the graphics look really great. Like,
sure.
I don't think that's the hard part anymore. Like, graphics aren't the hard part anymore.
Yeah, I mean, those games have always been like that. So, and there's a big series of games that have always been, like, very low graphic and just more kind of immersive games with low graphics. But
I wonder if there'll ever be that part where they go, like, hey, you know what? Let's see what we can do. Sure, we know we got the gameplay down. We know we got all that concept down. Let's just let guys go and see if we can make it look really great, too, at the same time.
I think, that may be good and all, but I think that's where Final Fantasy fell off the cliff.
What do you mean?
Because they started to make it look pretty, and they lost a lot of, like, I don't know, gameplay.
Right. And that's right. What I'm saying, like, do the other stuff because we know you can. It's like you've proven 1,000 times that you can make your game look super great. Fix it now, do the other stuff. Make the gameplay really good. Make all the other stuff good.
And since then, I mean, you know, one complaint I heard this week from a few people was, I can't tell the difference between the CGI cut screens and what is actual gameplay like you could 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that goes right back to Dave's point. If you want to sell a game, you can make it look pretty, but if you can't give them something else besides that, you know, word of mouth is getting around, and that game's not going to have a resale value. People aren't going to go out and buy it because their friend has it. You know, they want something that has that immersive feeling to it.
Okay, yeah, I'll buy that. I mean, it obviously depends what type of game, too. If it's a... I wouldn't say that the game you guys are playing now has the best graphics in the world, but it has a different type of game style, so that's why people play it. Same thing with fucking first-person shooters and stuff. Although most people still play Doom, like multiplayer and stuff, right? The original shit.
Right, but that also has that thing where it's fast now. It's like, oh, right. If it runs on a regular computer, you're running at like 400 frames a second and stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
Yeah, so Microsoft had their conference and stuff, and they were like, hey, here's... Basically, they're kind of systems are kind of adopting the Apple style where it's like, we're going to release something, and then if a year, not necessarily a year later, but maybe a couple years later, they're going to release like a slightly upgraded version of that system. It's still going to play all those games. Microsoft released their big game, their big Xbox. It's like the Xbox X.
Xbox One X.
Xbox One X.
It's fucking a terrible name.
Can't they just like reset their naming conventions and just like start over or something?
Just call it an Xbox.
Yeah, you don't need to keep going
call it
up
an Xbox.
Or something.
Right. Well, the naming conventions is ridiculous because it was like Xbox, Xbox 360, Xbox One.
Xbox One S.
Xbox
I don't know why they just didn't stick with like Xbox Scorpio, you know?
Right, which is their code name when all building it. But so, everyone was like, oh, we know it's powerful. They've already done like the Foundry scores on everything. It's got like way more teraflops of shit, and it's got way more graphics. It can do tons of stuff. But Sony has sold 60 million PlayStation 4s right now. It's outselling Microsoft 3-1.
Really?
Yep, mm-hmm. They have 3-1. So they were like, okay, if they're going to release this, all the podcasts and other things I've watched said like, man, if they come out the box and say $399, way more powerful, same price as a PlayStation 4 Pro, boom, $399. That would help them. They come out the box and say $499, and people are like, oh shit, you're already behind.
Seriously, $100 over, and then.
And not only that, but then they're discounting the Xbox One S, which is the slim version, down to $249.
Right.
So it's you know, it's not it's got all the guts of the Xbox One and plays 4K or no UHD or something like that, and they're gonna drop it down to the same price. I don't get their marketing strategy.
Right. Okay. So they're
Hang on. Why one real linear real quick? Why is it outselling 3-1 or whatever? Why is it so much better right now?
$100 cheaper.
It was $100 back. Well, okay, this goes all the way back to when they were announcing the consoles, and they were like, okay, PlayStation's coming out, new Xbox is coming out. Xbox, like in the order of E3, Microsoft always goes first, and Sony always goes after them, or like usually after them. It's now schedules all messed up, but it's a day later. It used to be right after them. So Microsoft comes out and says, like, hey, here's what our system is going to do. It's going to be great. It's going to do all this stuff. And you're going to – it's going to have DRM on the games and stuff like that. So you're always going to need to be connected to the internet. And people are like, oh, that kind of sucks. But no, okay, it's kind of understandable. Right. And then Sony comes out and was all like, hey, just to let you know, you can play this offline, you can do all this stuff, and basically just threw those couple of quick jabs right in its face. And then
you
Microsoft, want to
share games, that's
right,
okay.
That's fine. And then Microsoft said, like, eventually, like, recanted that and said, like, yeah, you know what, we're going to go back on that. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, I remember all that.
Right, but the word was already out
on it. People made a decision right there, like, I want to be part of this company that doesn't even think that way or something.
Right, and people have never gone back to it. They've it's been that weird thing where like PlayStation 2 versus the original Xbox. PlayStation 2 just crushed it. They're like, you know, just like 300 million units sold worldwide during its lifespan. And then all of a sudden, Microsoft was all hungry and stuff. We're like, we're gonna come out there hard and make Xbox Live, boom, the premier like site to play your games online and stuff on the console. They came out then. PlayStation came out, PlayStation 3. They're like, oh, we're way stronger. We do a lot more stuff. Our PlayStation Network is kind of shitty. The downloads are really slow. You know, there's some problems with it. They eventually got it pretty good. So Microsoft all of a sudden is like dominated, like the 360. Like it was way better. I have both. And I like the 360 better. I really did. And now it's the other hits flip flopped again because whoever's in charge was like, "Oh no, people love us."
Okay.
But they put some cool games, some really interesting games out. Like that's there's an Assassin's Creed game which they took 2 years off, so which is nice. But it's in Egypt and it's gonna explore the whole like the origin of the fight between the Assassins and the Templars, but way before they were called Templars. And it looks really cool. It looks like a badass Egypt game with fucking riding on camels, shooting bows and arrows, getting in adventures.
Hey, so did they ever release like the schematics of what is inside these devices? Like what processors are running, how much fucking internal memory is running and shit like that? Because I'm curious to know like the jump between generations. Like what do they do between generations that increases the power, and how does it compare to a typical PC and that kind of stuff? It'd be interesting to know.
Well, let's see real quick here. All right, Xbox One X has 8 custom x86 cores clocked at 2.3.
okay.
Has integrated AMD graphics with 6 teraflops of performance. So that's always, all of them are customs and stuff. 12 gigabytes of DDR5. You know, a Blu-ray, a 4K HDR Blu-ray drive in it and stuff like that. But all that stuff is custom, so I don't.
Well, sure, no, but
all in-house stuff.
Yeah, right. But when you tell me stuff like 8 cores, 2.3, that you can compare it to a computer and stuff. And 12 gigabytes of RAM, that's weird. Usually it's in, I guess it's 4, 8, 12, but that's weird. Okay, that helps. That's interesting. I mean, it's not like, well, I guess how much is it? $500 or something?
Yep, $499.
Yeah, see, if you look strictly from like like you were building this computer, just a computer that had this on there, it's not terrible off, honestly. I mean, you could buy a box, or you could make a box with about that stuff in there for probably a little bit more, so I don't mind. I think that's fine.
Right. Yeah. It's just that $499 was that PlayStation 3, like, that price
sweet
point.
Spot.
That was that price point that hit really hard, and you're like, ugh, $500 for this is kind of, you know.
That's a lot.
Now that I'm older and stuff, I have way more disposable income than I did. But $500 is still like, you know, for still a bunch of money. It's a chunk, and that's no games. The big thing is they said that all the stuff is backwards compatible. Every game that's ever come out works. Your controller still works. All that stuff. So.
Yeah, but that was how long ago did the last system come out? Was it 4 or 5 years ago?
Like the Xbox One?
Yeah. No, PlayStation. Sorry, PlayStation 4.
Oh.
Or was PlayStation 4 came out at the same time. About 3 years ago? Are we on 3?
Yes.
Was it 14?
Okay.
2013.
Okay, and this one comes out next year, or?
It comes out
November.
Okay, so you're looking at four and a half years or so of development. Right. And an extra $100. I understand what you were saying. It might be one of those things where if you're a parent, you're buying something for your kid, you'd be like, this one's $100 cheaper and it's the same thing. You know, you're going to get this. Fuck you, it's Christmas.
Right.
Take this shit. People like us, we're more likely to be like, I'll just buy the, it's close enough where I'll pay what I want for the one I want.
Absolutely. Hmm. Yes.
Well,
what's
we'll
the like? So is Nintendo coming out with a brand new system as well?
Yeah, it's called the Switch.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like Nintendo.
I don't know.
Like, they do some interesting things, but interesting things I don't like. It's not what I want anymore.
Yeah, you're not the demographic anymore. Nintendo has switched gears. They said, we don't really want to compete with these fuckers. We're going to do our own thing that revolves around family and games and Japan.
Pretty much.
Like, they came out with the Nintendo or with the Switch, I don't know, it was earlier this year, and then Zelda came out, and people were like, this is fucking amazing. It's getting tens across the board. People are loving the game. If I had one, I would definitely play it. It seems like my kind of game. Open world, lots of exploration, do what you want, make your own fun. Mm-hmm. Follow the story when you feel like it. The problem is now, they haven't released a big major game for that system since then. And people love that game, and now it is worn off. Like, they're like, we need something more. We need more.
Aren't they doing Prime or Metroid Prime now? Like, they're bringing in Metroid, or they're talking about it or something. Right.
They put a giant screen up that said Metroid Prime, and people are like, "Woo!" and thought maybe it was a remake, and they're like, "Metroid Prime 4." And no release date, no pictures, no art, no nothing. They could have just decided that morning, hey, let's put this up there and get a bunch of goodwill, and this game will be out in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
That sucks. So, really, there's no games for the Switch?
Well, there are. Like, it's just not super games that we want to play. I mean,
there's no anchor games, I should say. Right.
Yes, there are no games that are anchoring the system, really. So,
well,
yeah. I mean, isn't the Switch supposed to be also like isn't there a party game or something with it where people are like, that's what you do with it or something? I don't remember.
There's the Splatoons, the ARMS.
They just said words that make no sense that nobody's ever heard.
Yeah, okay. Those are the names of the games.
Splatoon is like a first person shooter kind of game.
Yeah, they want to make it into the Nintendo eSport.
Right, but basically
is it like
you're
a
playing
a paintball game.
Kind of. It's like you're playing squid people, and you're like shooting squid ink everywhere. And it's interesting. It looks funny.
They want to make an e-game out of this.
Right. But hey, man, like one of the biggest e-games right now still is Smash Brothers. People love Smash Brothers.
Yeah, and it's big, huge
tournament.
Switch. It's like the screen, and they have the two side dongles that you can keep on or you can take off. And ARMS is a game where it's a first-person game, but each arm, you can control each arm and throw the arms and slap people and throw people, stuff like that. And then the customization is that you can get different arms. Like, I want one big, beefy pirate arm that, like, punches a dude and then hits him with a sword. And the other one is a tentacle arm that goes, like, really far and can grab a guy and pull him in to my big, beefy pirate arm and punch him.
Why haven't they done... I don't even know.
I'm sure there's a Mario Kart game for this, right? That's
yep,
something they
Mario
always
Kart
make.
8 already came out. That came out a month and a half ago. It's getting rave reviews from
but
the people
it wasn't,
who
it wasn't
love Mario Kart.
It wasn't a new Mario Kart, though. It was basically the Mario Kart from the Wii U with slightly updated stuff.
That's awesome.
A couple extra stages and stuff like that. Nothing, it's not new.
Huh. That's interesting. No. Yeah, it does
sound
like...
They got the new Mario coming out this fall.
Like they don't have a lot of stuff going for them right now. But, I mean, I remember back PlayStation 3, they didn't have a lot going for them at release either, and for a few months, too, right? And the Switch hasn't been out that long, so... We'll give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt.
I think one of the big things, though, is you're not going to get a lot of the big studios to even try to do a game for the Switch because they can make the same game with the engines of the Xbox and the PlayStation, but they could never match that with the Switch. So, you know, you'd rather hit two markets instead of just one. So.
All right.
And such is life.
Right.
Such is life.
And out of all the games I saw that came out, there's one, it's funny that the one that I... Anthem looks really cool and stuff. It's like a team it's a team game where you're like four guys going on quests.
Come on, you're Iron Man.
quests and stuff like that. But the game that I watched that made me think is Battlefront, Adam, dude. It looks so good. Battlefront 2. Yeah. Holy really? Crap, dude. It looked like so good. I'm like...
Like Sony Guts.
Like Sony Guts, but it looked so fun, and it was so huge, and it's like, it's all through the ages, so it's like, you can start off, and you can be the droid army versus, like, the clone army, and you're like, okay, that's awesome. And then you can go with the middle age, where it's like, oh, the rebels versus the empire. That's cool. Huh. And then you could be the resistance versus the first order, and they have, like, all kinds of stuff. Character, tons of character customization, tons of like classes and vehicles and all this stuff. The sound, well, the sound is always going to be great. It's iconic sounds, but it looked awesome.
Huh. I think I did see something on Reddit the other day that was like, and we have the same Battlefront 2 that was our, because didn't they already do a Battlefront 2 game previously? I'm not sure, but I know I played the original Battlefront, and that's before, like, the systems had wire gaming compatibility against each other, and it was okay, but you couldn't really fight anybody else. Like, you couldn't, it's not like Call of Duty or any of those.
Like, yeah, and this is how, super this huge, is gonna, where it's like 64, so it's 32 versus 32, and then there's tons of AI characters running around too, so it feels like really full.
100 plus.
Yeah, yes.
That's so cool.
It looked really cool. Fun.
I remember when like 16 versus 16 was pretty huge. That was
right.
That was pretty badass. Not anymore.
But yeah, so I mean, overall, it was not a reveal year as much. It was a Microsoft saying, hey, check out this awesome thing, and Sony saying, hey, that's a really great awesome thing. Where are all your awesome games? Oh, here's all of our awesome games.
Yeah. Check out the Spider-Man game.
Right.
Okay, but let's talk turkey. Did they have a Dynasty Warriors 9 release, and was it amazing? Did they, was it a big showcase? They gathered everybody into one giant hall, and they said, let's look at it! And they showed fruitful game footage, everyone went crazy. Yeah!
They did, but it was in Japanese and nobody understood it.
Oh, okay. That happened.
No. As much as I wanted, that would have been great. Everyone's all like, hey, man, will Dynasty Warriors be announced at E3? Nah. Nah. Sorry.
That's not going to happen.
Sorry, brah.
Is it going to be a console game or is it a PC game?
What?
Dynasty
it'll
Warriors.
Be a console, it'll be a console game it's and
everything.
A PC game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dynasty Warriors, those games have never really had a... Most games don't really have a problem porting to PC, actually. I can't remember one that I haven't seen on PC that I've also not... Unless it's like an exclusive that's developed internal or something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do that thing where it's like, hey, we made a game, and then they're like, ugh, I guess we should put it on a PC, and then they give it to another developer right. to finish up and do that port, and then they're just like, all right, man, we got 2 months to do this game. Fuck it, let's just jam it in there. And it just runs like crap, and you're like, wow, this, why did they even do it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the bigger releases, though, they generally just there is my PC. So.
That is one thing about Microsoft, what they're doing. They're doing a lot of their games now, they're doing play anywhere thing, where it's, if you buy it on an Xbox, they will give you a copy of it on the PC for free.
That's cool.
It's weird because it's like you pay slightly more to have it on a console, and then why would you play it on the console? Because your PC is probably more powerful than your console.
It's true.
Unless you have a bunch of friends who all play it on the console. So.
But aren't they starting to do like cross-compatibility competitions? Like I was reading the other day that, what's that soccer ball car game?
Rocket League?
Rocket League. Isn't Rocket League jumping from PC to like console? And you can actually play people across the platforms?
Yeah, and that works for some games, but there are games that it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you learn to play a first-person shooter on a console and then try and play against a person on a PC, you're going to be like, why are they shooting me in the head so fast?
I know.
Why are they better at aiming than I am?
Yeah.
So that's a problem there.
That's what I'm learning now, is how to aim on the PC, because I was pretty good on console, but not anymore. I suck on PC.
Yeah, but I mean, so overall, it was interesting. I now like to listen to, like, you know, various podcasts where people like talk to like creators and stuff and say like, hey, what did you like? Because it's interesting to find out people who work in that industry, what they like, what drives them to be, make better games and stuff, or what they find. And it's always almost universally like the 2-hour indie game that is released on Steam that people love. They're like, this game is great. I work like 70 hours a week, so I only have like 2 hours every once in a while to play a game. So a little game is really great, and story seems to be really important to them too.
That's pretty cool.
Right.
So the little guy is still getting, is actually doing pretty good.
If you could do it right, I mean, yeah. That's what you want, right? It's like if an independent person can come along and do something that's awesome, then they're going to, and they get good exposure, then they're going to sell, and it's going to sell well. It is interesting to note that I just found an article that said that, the word revenue is really weird. It said PCs generate 450% more revenue than consoles, but PCs are more expensive too, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not super more expensive, but I wonder how much, like, numbers-wise, I wonder how many, if you release a game, I don't know, any fucking game, you release it on all platforms, I wonder what the sales are like for each platform, including PC, and how it goes from there.
Yeah. That's one of those things, and then you got to go into all the, okay, that's physical copy, what's digital sales, and a lot of places ever want to give out, yeah, doesn't want to give out, doesn't tell you what their digital sales are, downloaded and stuff like that, so. But, that was really interesting. But for me personally, out of everything that has happened, the Black Panther teaser trailer is the thing that got me most hyped up, man.
At E3 they did that?
No, I know.
They dropped it the week before, didn't they?
What's fucking awesome is they're like, Marvel is fucking, I'm sorry, you don't want Marvel as your enemy, because DC's like, hey, Wonder Woman's doing great, and Marvel's like, yeah, you can have a week. Alright, your week's up, Black Panther trailer, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I showed Joy that trailer and she's like, it looks pretty good.
Oh, it's just funny, Marvel does that all the time. They're like, as soon as DC comes out with something, Marvel's like, oh, we got something in our back pocket that's going to take the limelight away from your ass.
Right.
Well, what I thought was pretty awesome too was, you know, we're still 8 months away from the film coming out, and it was, you know, sometimes around then you see like maybe a little teaser. You don't see like, this could be like almost a full blown trailer.
Right.
I mean, it's a full 2 minutes, so it was pretty good. So, I liked it.
So what did you like about the trailer? What was awesome about the trailer? Is it just the feel of it, or is there something in particular you're like, that's pretty cool?
I like the visual.
The right hunter here. Guy. What's his name? The hunter?
Are you interrupting, Dave?
Yeah, I totally am.
We're
going to
call you interrupting.
Okay, go for it.
My name's Ryan.
All right, yeah? What did you like, Adam?
No, what's his name? The hunter? The main villain? Isn't it like the hunter? I can't
think of what his name is. Yeah, I think his name is The Hunter. Well, he's got fucking a badass name.
Eat my ass.
Are you talking about the guy with one arm?
Yeah.
Oh, that was like Ulysses Claw, who got his arm chopped off in Age of Ultron. Like, yes. Okay, if that's not... But I thought that it looked visually, like, interesting. My eyes were like the colors really popped in it. Like, it's a Black Panther. He's wearing a black suit, and he doesn't stand out in the trailer as much, because it's like there's everyone wearing like purples and greens and awesome colors that just pop out, and like the choices of music was really good. Like, I've never heard that song before, but then at the end I was like, what the fuck song was that? That song is fucking awesome. And just their combining ancient with futuristic, was really good, where it's like, oh cool, that's a 70 story building, but at the top of it, it looks like it has a thatched roof, and you're like, that looks weird, but it looks awesome at the same time.
And that's how you fool the fucking satellites from other nations. Yeah, I didn't notice at the beginning that was that the dude from fucking Civil War at the end, Bilbo Baggins or whatever, who's that's cool. I'm glad he's bringing it together, combining the worlds, as they were.
Well, it's combining the worlds, so like making a cohesive universe.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's neat. I don't know. I know very little about Black Panther, obviously, honestly, which I think I kind of like, because I don't like to know a lot when I'm going into it. That one dude had a giant thing in his mouth too. Holy shit!
Like the lip thing, except
for it's a mouth. Oh, it is a lip thing. And he's got like his dude guards, and then they got the chick dude guard.
And then there's the one scene where like the guy's standing up there, he looks like a barbarian, and you're like, is that a fuck? That's another clan that's all like vying for power. And I'm just like, all right, cool. Like the king of, you know, Wakanda, T'Chaka, his dad got killed in Civil War, and now there's gonna be like a war over who's gonna be the rightful ruler of Wakanda.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's badass.
That's pretty neat. I like it. And then we're gonna have the cameos and stuff that bring it all together, so it's good shit.
Right. All right, the guy that I was thinking of was, his name is Kraven the Hunter, and yes, his name is the Hunter.
No, his name's Kraven.
Yes, no, that's from Spider-Man. That's from Spider-Man.
Yep,
it's from Spider-Man, but isn't he?
He's a Spider-Man villain.
Is he from Wakanda? No, his dad's from Wakanda.
No.
He's adopted from Wakanda. You don't even know.
Doesn't he cross over into Wakanda?
Yeah, he lives there.
Shut up! Shut up!
You really retrofitted, you know, the Hunter. It's like you're just like Marvel characters, the Hunter.
He exists. He's in Spider-Man.
And villains.
Obviously. And then, he's going to Wakanda to hang out. And we're like, well, fuck you, I hate you, I'm a Hunter. All right, that looks good. It looks cool. I'm interested in it. I am. But let's keep it on to, movies and go back to Wonder Woman for a second. All right?
Okay. Yes.
Wonder Woman made a lot of money in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, it did.
Like $450 million or something worldwide or something like that. It's a lot, yep. Right?
Yes.
So let's talk about how we had that discussion about how much money The Mummy was going to make last week.
Oh, that's good. All right. Did you write it down?
So, yes. Yeah, so,
of course you did.
So the stipulation was, will it make $43 million? That's what The Mummy 1 made with Brendan Fraser. Brendan Fraser, obviously, who's an amazing actor, who I will see every movie he's ever been in because he's amazing.
Especially in Encino Man.
He made $43 million with his rendition. Dave, too, you said it'd be a little bit higher than $43. I said it'd be a little bit higher. Dave, you went against the bar. You said lower. Adam came in with $1.
$1.
And Ryan said it'll be exactly $43 million because that's the only kind of conversations we could have. It made $31 million domestically.
$1!
It did not make low $1. Dave, you're the only one who made it. But you know what's interesting is it made so much fucking money overseas, like $140 million or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means they're just going to keep making more Mummy movies. But it does prove that Brendan Fraser superior to Tom Cruise, right?
I thought you were going to say they're going to still make more Tom Cruise movies, Mummy movies.
They're definitely going to do that. Never gonna go away. No.
Tom Cruise will be in all the other movies anyway.
I mean, we're getting like, Top Gun 2.
Val Kilmer's like, oh yeah, God, why didn't you call me? I'm ready. Let's do it.
Did she die?
How badass would that be? If, like, fucking fat Val Kilmer showed up in a fucking Top Gun 2. Oh, God, that would be great.
Kilmer's like the Admiral or something.
Like, he's doing his fucking bite move, his, like, super, super sexual bite move to fucking Maverick. But it's just he's eating at the same time because he's so hungry. He's like, arr, arr. And they play some volleyball outside. They should just do like a beat for beat remake, except with young guys, and then Tom Cruise is like sitting there going like, yes, this is the next generation of a badass fighter pilots.
Playing with the boys.
Yep.
All right, well, let's keep it on money and movie for a while. I got a little game I'm going to play with you guys. I don't want you looking anything up. I don't want you cheating because that's fucking bullshit. And Ryan ain't Ryan here. Yeah, Ryan ain't here, so he he can't play, although we all know he'd be out first. So what we're going to do is I rolled randomly. Dave, we're going to start with you, and then we'll go to Dave 2 and Adam, because that's the way you guys are on my list.
All right.
We're going to list, I have in front of me, the 20 top grossing film franchises in history. Okay? So that's movies that are encompassed under one franchise or one title kind of a thing. We'll go through them and we'll see whoever's out first. You're out, and then we'll keep going until we got one winner, and then Dave wins. All right, so let's do this.
That's not how it works.
Well, we just got more odds. There's two Daves, one Adam. I mean,
yeah. So, Dave wins.
So Dave, what do you got? You don't have to do any order. I just need it has to be on the list of the top 20. So what do you got?
Okay, should I go hard or go? Let's just get the good ones out of the way. Let's say Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Marvel Cinematic Universe, number one, $4 billion domestic box office, $5 billion domestic box office adjusted, $11 billion worldwide. Number pretty good. It also has 22 movies under its belt, so it's pretty easy to make money when you got 22 movies under your belt, and it's fucking good too. Let's be honest. All right, Dave, two. What do you got for me? Give me a
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, number two, right down the list. Look at you guys must be cheating, you sons of bitches. Harry Potter, $8.5 billion globally. We'll just do global for now on. Adam, what do you got for me?
I'm gonna have to say good old Star Wars.
Yeah, you guys are cheating. Star Wars, number three. Go right down the list. $7.6 billion globally. Dave?
Now let's start getting into weird stuff. How much was that last billion? How much?
What was that? That was Star Wars was 7.6 billion.
So the leapfrog.
Is it technically okay? I think it's technically a franchise because they're making more movies. I'm gonna say just on the rank of one movie alone, Avatar.
Avatar is yes, but it's number 19. It's just on the sequence. 2.7 billion worldwide.
Because I'm like 2.7 billion. I'm like, if you're saying seven, I'm like, okay.
Right. Just made the list. You're cutting it closer. Number 19.
All right,
Dave.
This is a fucking fun game.
Oh. Alien.
Alien franchise. Let's check the list. Oh no, it's not on the list. Oh god. It was a valiant effort though. We might see you later at the end of the show. Adam, what do you got?
I kind of have two, but I'm going to go with my number 2 pick, which is, are we saying the Disney franchise?
Okay, no. Disney is a company and they make movies. So what movie franchise and within Disney are you referring to?
Let's go with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, number 8, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Pirates of the Caribbean, number 9, $4.3 billion.
Okay. So
up to you, Dave.
And we have had Marvel, Harry Potter, Star Wars, Avatar, Pirates.
Dave fucked up, so...
Oh, fuck, James Bond.
James Bond is number 4. Nice. Number 4, it's been around for a long time, $7.01 billion. Good one.
Okay.
All right, here's Adam.
Don't fuck it up. If you fuck it up, we got to let Dave 2 back in.
Here's my gonna fuck it up. Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, not on the list.
Really?
Oh, yeah, not on the list. We have a winner! Congratulations, Dave. Actually, you went first, so I need another one from you in order to cement your win.
Okay, I'll give you two.
No, I want one because we're not done playing the game. Yep.
Fucking Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious, it's on the list. It's number 9, I believe, at this point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nine.
Bullshit. 10. Fast and the Furious, number 6.
Whoa.
Number 6 and climbing fast. Fast and the Furious, $5.1 billion. Okay, so Dave's winner. Let's go for second place. Dave 2, what do you got for me?
Come on, Dave.
You know this. You fucking know this. I'm sending it right here.
Think of the giant movies that have come out in the last couple of years and what... Or actually, just movies that have a lot of movies is probably pretty good.
Yes.
Born?
Damn it!
Bourne, let's take a look at the Bourne franchise. Not on the list. You were so close with your thoughts. Adam, can you take second place? Give me one.
No. No.
I have all fucking said you Juju too.
I know, I'm thinking of, like, chick movies, though. What's chick movies, like...
There's no franchises in... Well, there are, I guess, Bridget Jones, but if you say Bridget Jones, you're off the podcast.
I was going to say Bridget Jones. I was thinking Sex and the City, but that would be just, like...
Adam,
Terminator series.
Terminator series is not on the list! We still do not have a second place!
Motherfucker.
Dave, right. Make the list harder by giving me one.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Oh, yeah, Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings universe number 5 at $5.8 billion. All right, Dave, 2. Can you give me one for second place?
Come on, Dave.
Probably not.
Dave.
Scary. Scary Movie.
Okay. Dave's almost out of the podcast. Adam.
Hey, they had 10 movies.
You're right.
Great.
You're right. They did have 10 movies. Each one made about $34, so they have $3,400.
They got $35.
Adam, give me one. Come on, baby.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to send all the juju that way.
Oh, you better think of something good, because Dave's got one. He's going to steal second place from you.
Pretty sure.
Oh, Batman. Batman, motherfucker.
Batman's number 7. You got it. Good job. 7 or 8.
Batman,
one of those two.
Motherfucker.
Yep, Batman made $4.5 billion. Okay, so let's keep going. We'll just go right down. Dave, what did you have? Dave 2.
I was going to go Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible is just on the list at number 18. Keep giving me. Anybody want to just throw them out there? We'll tell you from the list.
Transformers.
Transformers, number 12 at $3.7 billion.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park, number 13 at $3.6
billion. Sure, you know. That's a tough one.
Fucking, Ryan.
I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's a really big movie right now.
Oh, the DC Universe is
DC
probably
DC Extended Universe is number 20, $2.7 billion. Apparently, Superman made a lot of money.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, number 17, $2.9 billion.
See, that was the girl movie. I was like, Adam, girl movie!
Oh.
There's actually another kind of girl movie on the list.
Twilight.
Twilight, $3.3 billion. I got 5 more. You guys are doing great. I want
to
see
all you have to do is when guessing these movies is think of sci-fi and fucking fantasy, and you got
pretty
more
much
than half of them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because the people who go see them a lot of times.
What else we got?
Given Dave's hint, does anybody have any other thoughts or suggestions on that?
Final Fantasy.
Spider-Man. There's been a bunch of those.
Spider-Man number 14 or something like that. 1, 2, 3. Yep. Spider-Man made
really?
3.9 billion.
X-Men.
X-Men. Yeah. X-Men. 4.99 billion.
I was trying to think. You know,
I can't.
I lumped those all together, and they shouldn't be. You know.
Yep.
They shouldn't be in my mind.
X-Men was number 7 on the list. We got 3 more. All of them are a little more not ones you would really think about that much. Give you a hint. Kids movies. Thanks, kid movies.
Yeah, I was trying to figure that out. Not the Percy Jackson shit, because not...
Okay.
Cars?
Ugh.
It's not enough.
No, it's
Cars
not enough.
Cars 3 isn't out. If Cars 3 was out...
Each of these have made, I think, 4 of. So, and your kids have...
Four of them?
I think 3 or 4 at least. And I think your kids probably have seen these.
Shrek?
Shrek's on the list, yep. 3.5
Bullshit.
Billion.
Okay.
There's one more on the list. And I have seen it with my... I saw it with my daughter. You guys might have seen one of them.
I don't know.
It probably features a squirrel.
Oh,
Squirrel Girl.
Ice Age.
The Ice Age series, yep, is $3.1 billion. And the last one you're probably not going to get because you might have already lumped it in is actually the Hobbit series. It's separate from the Lord of the Rings series.
Okay.
It itself has made $2.9 billion. So, like, the Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings universe together is 5, 6, 7... Puts it at number 2 if they put those together.
Oh,
wow.
That's a lot. Good job.
Yeah,
if they called it like the Tolkien universe.
Right,
but
exactly.
If you put Marvel and X-Men together,
it's fine. They're different companies, though.
Yeah.
That was my downfall, and like the Batman and DC Extended.
Right.
You know, that's.
I know it's. Yeah. I thought it was a little strange with the way they kind of divided some of these up, but I mean, those are that must be what the companies want to do with them, and I think it probably has to do with the companies that release them and stuff, which makes sense. Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see like Ice Age and Shrek on there. I guess they did really well.
Yeah, well, they're
thinking about doing another Shrek. So
yeah. No, that doesn't surprise me. Cool. Thanks for playing my game.
That was fun. That was fun. That was a fun game.
I like that.
Can we do some music now?
Oh, Ryan's game where he plays really crappy versions of terrible songs. You're like, it's like, it's like, you know what that movie's from, right? And you're like, no.
It's like playing Metallica on the cello. It loses all of its flavor.
We can't play that game. Sorry.
But
all right, back to other things that are going on. What's going on here? Other stuff.
Well, if we're gonna go with the Marvel stuff like that, Chris Evans says Avengers 4 will wrap up everything for Captain America.
That's cool. So they're never gonna have another Captain America movie.
Tony Stark. So I'm not Captain America.
I'm not really positive about the intent of that quote. So,
right.
So the actual quote was, I had 6 films in my Marvel contract, so I could have said after the third Avengers I was done, but they wanted to make a third and fourth Avenger films as a two-parter. They said they had so many other characters to fit in, I couldn't get them all into the movie, and I agreed because it made sense. So it's going to wrap everything up. So is it, you know, it sounds like he could either mean I'm wrapping up my storyline, or it could be, yeah, we're wrapping it, you know, we need to do 2 movies to wrap up that story.
Or is it he's done with the series and he won't be involved anymore?
Right, that was like, the first thing I said.
Yeah. He didn't say that first.
Yeah.
I don't think he phrased it like that.
Yes, he did. He said, like, is it he's going to be done with the character, or is he going to be done with the character's story? Yeah. Right.
Wait,
like, anyway, I listened to him.
I'm not following here.
Yeah, that's okay. You don't need to. Only our listeners need to. All 10 of them. So, I mean, the article I posted on this, they're taking it from the standpoint that Chris Evans will be done. And somehow, you know, somehow it's going to be passed like it has in the comic books to either maybe Winter Soldier or Falcon. You know, is something going to happen to him during the war, so it passes on? Who knows? But it'll be interesting, you know.
Is this
the Cap that we've gotten to know over the last 10 years kind of go away? So,
is this considered the first character to retire, or I mean,
well,
if they're retiring,
Robert Downey Jr. kind of has already started that route.
Okay,
right? I mean, he's at the end of the last Avengers movie, it's kind of a, you know, he really wasn't spending a lot of time in the suit. Right. Mainly because of his PTSD. So, right. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but we're theorizing that or they even actually say that he's passing the mantle eventually over to some girl or something. Or
yeah, in the comics he has, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a route I wouldn't be surprised to see him take. I mean, especially since Wonder Woman got $1 billion. Well, not yet, but it will get $1 billion. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I'm kind of okay with seeing them retire and pass the mantle over. That's what happens in comics, right? And it's fine. I mean, as much as you love characters, I'm okay if somebody else wants to, if the fucking Falcon wants to become Captain America for a while, take on that mantle, that's cool. I'm cool with it, whatever.
Right. As long as they make the story make sense. It's just not it's not like,
right.
It's not like what X-Men 3 where they're just like, Cyclops is like, this is a nice lake. I'm really sad that Jean Grey died. And then she goes, and you just see a set of glasses. And you're like, did he die? What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Well, he died on his way back to his home planet. That's all.
And Doctor Strange has already introduced us to parallel dimensions. So what's not to say, you know, 2 worlds collide and there's only 1 Captain America left standing, and he's from a different dimension, and it's a different actor.
Sure,
so.
Absolutely. They can come up with lots of reasons why.
You know what's weird is Chris Evans before, like, Captain America wasn't in that much big roles. Like, was that one of his big roles? Like, kind of he started there. I mean, he was in a few things that I didn't remember him in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. I didn't remember him in The Losers, but I'm sure he had small parts, kind of.
Right, and it's funny. Those are he is before he got Captain America. He is the guy who's played the most different characters in comic book movies. Because Scott Pilgrim is a comic book movie.
Yep.
The Losers is a comic book movie. Yep. He was
Fantastic Four. Johnny Storm.
Right. Really? Oh, I love man. I can watch Scott Pilgrim. So I should watch that movie That's again. Awesome. Just we're just like you're great. Bro. Of course I am. You're just so awesome.
Because he was the big. Action star, right?
Yep.
He had a team of lookalikes that did stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just let him do the wide shots when I'm going to get blazed in the window.
Because I was looking at his shit since he's come on as Captain America, and most of it is stuff as Captain America. Like, there's not a whole lot of other stuff going there. So it doesn't.
Yeah, I think he had Snowpiercer in there.
Well, he had a bunch of small. Yeah, exactly. But nothing like that was like, oh my god, this is Chris Evans. So it makes me think he might be okay with continuing doing fucking movies.
Well, actually, he wants to go into directing. He's been doing a lot of directing between these movies, and he's wanting to make that transition. He actually prefers directing than acting.
I do see his credit in Spider-Man Homecoming, something I did not know before, that he will be in Spider-Man Homecoming for at least a little bit. I like that. Cool. I like it a lot.
That would be cool. He'd be like, hey, what's up, buddy? You know, what's up, Queens? And he's like, what's up, Brooklyn?
And that's it. They just pass each other on the street.
That
never say anything.
So great.
That's cool.
I think I might have seen an interaction like, dude, that's Captain America. And he's like, yeah, I know. I stole his shield once.
Right.
So.
Yeah, you're right. I did see that. Yeah, I saw something like that too.
Yeah.
All right.
Oops, I just spoiled the movie for everybody. Sorry.
Oh, you Thanks, fucking man. Dick.
You're not the first one. So apparently, who's the kid that plays Spider-Man?
He's
been doing a couple interviews, and every time he goes out to an interview, he spoils something about the movie.
Dude, he's like a 16-year-old kid. This is the biggest thing I've ever done and may ever do ever.
He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut. Apparently there's Spider-Man 2 or 3 or 4. There might be 4 of them or something like that. I don't know. He's done it like 3 different times where he spoils.
Right.
Spoils. Oh, well. I know. Yeah, it's funny.
But, what else did I think is cool? Well, if Ryan was here, it would be great. They're making us all CG Starship Troopers
sequel.
Yeah, that's technically is a sequel because it has like the voices are of like Johnny, the original Donnie Rico, and the fucking Dizzy Flores.
Rico's Rough Nuts.
Okay, but is NPH gonna be in it?
I don't know, it would be probably great if he was. But it looks. Like a fucking CG, exactly like a CG Starship Troopers movie. Lots of bugs, lots of guts, stuff like that happening.
It's titled Traitor of Mars.
Which I guess is like actually a book that the original guy wrote or something like that.
So. Only good bug is the dead bug.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, only good bug is the dead bug. Everybody knows that. So I thought that was a...
Johnny Rico has been demoted and sent to a remote Martian outpost, which, as you guess... gets attacked by space bugs.
Nice.
Of course it does. Good old space bugs.
I hope so.
What else was there? Adam, what is this awesome thing about this?
Alright, so you remember we were talking about the Babelfish the other day? Mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago. There's a plumber dude from Australia that came up with a $197 or $79 earpiece that can translate 8 languages, and it's based off of IBM fucking
Watson.
Watson, there you go. It's based off of Watson. So it's cheaper than the one that Dave found last time, and I think it says between I think it's like 15 seconds to translate or something like that.
Well, the big line is like partway down. It says it is a fully independent translation earpiece, and what I mean by independent is it doesn't require any connectivity to your phone or to your phone by Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
My favorite thing is he said, I went someplace, my passport was stolen, I went to the police officer and used a competitor's service, and I said, hello, how are you? And it translated to, hello, I love you. So fuck that competitor, mine's better.
Yeah. So, you know, for under $200, you can get a translator for, like, 8 languages.
That's pretty neat. Can I confide into you that Watson is, like, one of the recent... Oh, that's so stupid. So I was like, actually, I was at the comic book shop, I think, and there's like a H&R Block or something next to it, or like one of those things, do your taxes or whatever. And it said, we use the power of Watson. And I thought to myself, that's enough to convince me to go to that place.
That's pretty cool.
Watson's awesome. I will go there. I mean, if I went anywhere for my taxes. So I don't know why. I don't know why I was like, ooh, I like Watson. He's cool. He was on Jeopardy. I remember him.
So the interesting thing is that it does... The languages it does are Japanese, French, Chinese, Italian, Spanish, German, and Portuguese. So they're all fairly similar.
Well,
like
not the Chinese, but the Japanese.
Or the Japanese. Japanese, right?
but mostly they're all alike.
Yeah, they're like, all Latin languages, yeah, sure. Except for Chinese and Japanese.
Well, yeah, except for those two.
Those
like,
are the
they
two
got
I would need them for most, groups. Honestly.
I agree. The only thing that I would be concerned about is could you backwards compatible it? So if they speak Jap, or will it translate the other way around? Does it translate to English?
Oh, I'm sure, I don't know. I thought you meant if monkeys talk, will it backwards awesome translate too. That? Because it's
dolphins.
I got it. Well, I imagine it's God. Otherwise, it's kind of useless. I mean,
right? Because translating it one way doesn't make sense. Because it's like then I talk to you, And you go like, oh, cool, thanks, I understand totally. And then you talk back, and I don't know what the fuck it happens, because translation needs to be both ways for it to work, so.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, otherwise that wouldn't make any sense whatsoever. It would be an interesting experiment, though.
It would be. I think either way, you'd be able to get around 50% of the time.
And half the time, that ain't half bad.
That ain't half bad. Honestly, if I were going to, like, fucking Germany again, I might consider this.
I think especially... I'd be cool to try, honestly, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I did, like, when we went there, it's all like, okay, Ryan, all we're going to do is just try. Just try and speak a little French. Try and speak a little Italian. Anything. And it just devolved into Ryan just holding his hand out with money in it. Just
take what you need.
Take what you need. And then they go, we speak English better than you speak English. Well, and he's like, oh, okay.
Especially with money. Like, it comes up, well, I guess what they tell you is different. But, you know, I mean, just, it's usually pretty simple to figure out money. I mean,
just read the register has the numbers on it. Numbers are kind of universal.
And we all know, like, even uno, dos, tres, we all know those.
It's fun, yeah. When I was in Italy, I reverted to Spanish a lot, too, so I know a little bit of Spanish.
People are like, what the fuck? This ain't Spain.
I know. I don't know if they actually are able to understand some Spanish or not, but I reverted to Spanish a little bit.
I think English would be a better choice. Most people speak English.
Right, yes.
I think, yeah.
Like the Netherlands, holy crap, you go there and everyone speaks
English
perfectly. You're like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from here. You're like... Really? Because you sound better than everyone else.
Like, what the fuck do we teach our kids in school? They can only speak one language.
This is America, one language.
English is what we need.
Yeah. So, $179.
Cool. Good
That's
job.
Good.
Way to find something. That's
it's
cool.
It's cheap. It's cheaper than Dave's version.
I know it was a competition. All right, next week somebody's got to find a cheaper one.
All right, fuck it, Adam, you're on. Oh, I found one. Oh, Adam, I found one. I just found it's pretty great. It's called The Hunter.
Craven the Hunter.
Right, it translates languages from Wakanda.
But only into Wakandan. Nothing else.
Not backwards. But it's really good. So, yeah, other than that, not a ton of stuff. They are continuing Stargate Universe, the cliffhanger. Do you remember watching that?
Wait, what? They are?
As a comic book.
Oh, man, you had me for a second. I don't know. I might actually read that one. So I don't know if you guys watched Stargate Universe or if you remember it. But basically it ended because the universe was one where they went to Atlantis, right? No. They went to...
They were stuck on the
Atlantis.
Ship.
Yeah, it was Atlantis. But they were stuck on the ship really fucking far away from everything. And it ended with all of them...
It was making jumps by itself, right?
And all of them went into stasis but one stasis pod broke, so one person had to stay awake, pretty much.
The tech guy.
Yeah. So that's interesting. I would read that, honestly. I think it'd be kind of neat, interesting to see what they do with it, because that was a cool story. I like that.
Later this month, Chris. Later this month it comes out.
Yeah, that was neat. I like that. Was that the one where... I think it was, where they're like... It ended with, we're about to jump between galaxies. That's like... Or was that... That might have been just one of the episodes within there, where they're like, we're about to jump between galaxies, and that means, like... There's so much space between there that we probably won't have enough energy, and the suns are so distant that we probably won't have enough solar power to get anywhere. It might have just been an episode. I don't remember. But that was a good fucking show. I like Universe. That was good. Mm.
Weren't they running away from those? They were running away from drones, right?
They destroyed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So,
Stargate... Eli was the tech guy.
Stargate had... Is there just three? Stargate SG-1, Atlantis, and Universe? Is that the three?
Yes.
I'm not missing one, am I?
About right.
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, they had the movies that were released in between.
Yeah, but... I wish I cared more about those. The movies never didn't did add anything for
the
me.
The first movie, actually...
I watched them, but I wasn't like, oh, I gotta see this and see what happens, you know?
Not the original movie, Adam, the TV...
Oh, yeah, that's separate.
The TV movie.
The first movie is amazing. Everybody knows that. It's the one movie you got with your DVD player when you bought it in 1995.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kurt Russell.
Oh, so good. But yes, I have decided. I mean, we're getting to that summer lull of shows not really being on and stuff, and I'm pretty caught up with everything.
But it's new shows come.
Yeah, I know, but I kind of want to go watch Stargate again. SG-1.
Yes. I can see that.
Just because I really liked it, because fucking MacGyver was such a good character. He was so laid back and cool, and fucking Daniel Jackson, Samantha Carter, and they were all cool.
It was good writing too. Yeah, it was actually pretty good writing. It was interesting. It was like a kind of like a Monster of the Week show, except for with their overlocking plot as well. So,
right, yeah, and they would always. I just like. They always escalate. It's all like, oh no, this is the worst Gawold around, and he's going to destroy everything. And then they finally beat him at the end, and then there's all of a sudden, wait a minute, he was like one part of the greatest, the system lords. Oh his shit, there's ball. Like nine other guys that are worse than him? Mm-hmm. Oh cool.
Yeah.
And then there's the one guy who was so bad, they kicked him out of being the bad guys. And, and that was Anubis.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, yeah, Merlin, he's a person, and they have other people that are... We gotta go find Merlin and all the other
Merlin
guys.
Merlin was actually an ascendant, and... Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. See, that's how I always explain it when I'm playing fucking Stellaris. I'm like, oh, you know, those ascendant guys, they're basically... They don't give a fuck about us, so they're like Merlin.
Because what were those races? When remember, it was like an early episode where it was like, what's that? There was the races where it was like... Thor's race. Then there's the other race. They talked about like four main races that help seed the world as with the Stargates and stuff like that. And you find like three of them throughout the whole series, whatever, 10 seasons, and then one of them you never see them.
No, it's a fun series. It's just so long. That's like a commitment. I mean, that's 10 seasons, and then if you want to watch the other 7 seasons or whatever.
Right. Yeah, because I mean, It broke it down. If I go through everything, it broke down to about 16, just over 16 hours per season, times 10, 160, some hours of just sitting there. Yeah. I could do it in 1 week if I didn't
do
sleep
anything.
Or go to the bathroom.
Take the kid out of here, and I'm gonna power
just
through
this shit. Like don't sleep, don't eat, don't do anything. Just have constant Stargate on the whole time.
Yeah. Power through.
Right.
See it.
Ancients, the Asgards, the Asurians, and the Ashchens
Well, there was one race where it's all like, oh, look, they're all simple, and they're like, hey, we're just, like, simple guys who, like, live in the trees and are super fun. And at the end of the episode, they go like, boom, and they shoot the super advanced technology up in the sky, and you're like, oh, okay. But, and then one of the races you never saw. So, but yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah. Cool. What else happened in movie and TV news?
Billy Zane.
Oh, yeah.
What about
Billy Zane?
Titanic's Billy Zane?
No, I don't know Billy Zane.
He's going to play P.T. Barnum on Legends of Tomorrow.
Wait, what? he was the rich kid that wanted to put it in a place.
Some of you may have seen
He also played the Phantom.
He did?
In 1996, he was the Phantom, superhero.
In the purple suit.
In the purple suit. The skull.
I've never seen that movie, honestly. I played played the slot machine at Mystic Lake.
It's fucking crazy. It's
Phantom!
Like no smoking in the skull cave.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking terrible. But, I still watch.
There was.
Flatliners. You remember that movie from back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Saw
like,
that.
Kiefer Sutherland and all stuff. So remade that movie.
Airplane one.
No, not Flatliner is the one where they kill themselves for a set period of time to find out what goes on in the afterworld and stuff like that.
Nope.
And then they bring them back.
So this is not the Langoliers, is what you're telling me.
Oh, the Langoliers! God damn it, Adam! Don't ever bring up the Langoliers.
I didn't bring up the Langoliers.
Totally.
Okay. Reality.
So wait, they're remaking this movie?
They already did. It comes out this year.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You know what? This is interesting because this is a movie where I don't really give too much of a fuck about it, so I will watch a remake of it. Who's in it?
whatever fucking
Ellen,
Juno.
Ellen,
that fucking
Ellen
Juno.
Page.
Oh, Juno? Is she going to be pregnant in this one, too?
That would be fucking cool.
I haven't seen her in anything in a while. That's fine. I like her. She's fine.
Kitty Pryde was the last time I saw her.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I liked her. She actually, I thought that was a really good fitting part for her, for that actor. Like, the character seemed to make sense with her. That's cool. All right. I'll watch it. Shoot, when's it come out? This, like, later this year? This. Is that a release date?
I don't know. let's see. September 29th.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
It's exactly 27 years after the release of the original film.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'll watch this. Even if it has nothing to do with the original, I think it's cool.
Oh, Dave, your boy Kiefer's in it. Again, playing the same character. So it's technically not a remake.
No,
it's place in the same universe.
Mm-hmm. It is, yep.
Maybe.
They're doing that a lot.
You could get away with saying it's a remake and have the same person play the same character, though,
right,
if you really wanted to.
Right. Because it's like Sutherland has disclosed that he was resizing his role from the original, revealing that the new film would actually be a sequel rather than a remake.
Hmm.
So I guess reboot is technically right because they are trying to reboot the series.
Yeah, and this is a movie you definitely don't want to say two or a sequel for because people don't want to be like, what? Do I have to watch the first one first?
First one?
What?
Right, right.
Because nobody really wants to watch Flatliners.
Ugh.
I mean, it was fine, but I was like,
It's also got Nina Dobrev from The Vampire Diaries on there. CW.
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
Fuck. It's got that person from the...
Hello, brother.
Oh, I remember that, Chris. We watched that first episode. It's like, they better be brothers. And then he's like, hello.
Whoa,
they are brothers.
I can write this shit.
Yeah. The John Wick universe is getting a TV show. Called The Continental.
Oh.
It is going to be all about the seedy underbelly taking part in with The Continental. And Keanu Reeves, there's a rumor that there will be some parts for him to reprise his role as John Wick.
Yeah, he'll be like
during
the
TV show.
He'll be in like the first episode and be like,
that's it.
All right, I'm at The Continental. And then he'll go in his room and that's all you see him.
You'll just see Keanu Reeves. Yeah,
and
that's
like
just a look like
turns
walking
the camera
by.
And goes like, thumbs up.
Was that John Wick? I
and
think it was.
Scene.
Welcome to the Continental.
Well, other than that, I am pretty much
tapped out.
Right. Yeah, I'm tapped out on new stuff. Cool.
Good job,
I'm
everybody.
Curious on what Chris has got planned.
Oh, yeah, okay. So go open your fucking program or whatever you had running, the generic inspirational quote program.
Yep.
Good. And something that was probably pretty important that I failed to mention, do you have autoplay on?
Yes.
What? Okay, for those of you who do have autoplay on, what is currently playing? What's the name of it?
Blake.
My
These Days Won't Kill Me, original DZ song.
Okay.
Blake, Friends and Games.
All right, anybody else?
I don't have autoplay on.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention that. If you don't have autoplay on, this doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
So what I was curious about is this autoplay feature, does it base it off your own metrics? Or, like, does it just play whatever it wants, the same thing over and over and over and over again? From what it seems like, is it has a set list that just plays. So the autoplay isn't, like, determined based on your likes or priorities. It just plays whatever's next in the fucking line, which is kind of sad.
Which is funny, too, because when you look below what's up next, it's all, like, videos that I would watch.
Right.
Like, based off of my recommendations.
That's what got me thinking. I was like, oh, wow, I wonder if this is, like, we could start at the same place and just end in completely different places like you would if, you know, you just started reading Wikipedia and you clicking on shit until you're, like, 14 pages down where you're supposed to be. But it kind of looks like it's just one autoplay feature. We're all on the same thing, roughly, I think. So that's too bad. It makes me sad. Come on, YouTube. Get with that shit.
So what? What was yours on?
Some sort of Blake Friends and Gaming, yeah, original gaming songs.
Yeah, and it sounds like Adams is on the same thing, basically. It's probably one up or one four or something.
So just click forward, and do you get into a bunch of League of Legends stuff?
Click forward? How do I click forward?
Yeah, oh, click next, sorry.
Up next or next? Where do I see next?
Well, see, there's the play button and then the next button.
Next.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
No, I just keep
Mine
more...
Says... More Blake.
Yeah, I get more Blake shit.
Because I went through about 8 Blake things, and then I got into a whole bunch of League of Legends, like, oh, League of Legends, here's the Boss Biegar skins trailer.
Okay, so that might be different. Or maybe eventually we'll get there, but because when I hit next a bunch of time, I get into some M&M stuff.
I'm getting Marshmallow.
And then
Mine
Dr. Dre.
Dice Soho? I don't know who Dice Soho is.
Okay, so maybe eventually, we just didn't give it enough time, eventually it does start to break down into what you like have played recently or seen or something, or based on your actual login.
Yeah, because Blake Friends and Games was the last thing I got, and then that was the last Blake thing. And then I wonder if then it goes into next things.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of M&M.
Mine went into the thing called the Black Beatles?
Oh, yeah, Black Beatles.
Why does that not surprise me, Adam? Of course you love the Black Beatles.
But then, yeah, mine then goes to Imagine Dragons, The Warriors, the World's 2014 song. And then it goes into Shurima, The Rise of the Ascendant Cinematic League of Legends thing. Well, I have watched a lot of those.
All right, what about you, Dave, too? Have you hit next a bunch of times? Does it stay on there, or did you close it?
I moved on to something called Marshmallow. he's a DJ.
Okay.
And he wears an all-white costume and a head.
You seriously never heard of Marshmallow? I heard of Marshmallow. Yeah.
No.
I must be more down with the kids today than you are.
So all right. I'm getting a whole bunch of Marshmallow stuff.
Cool. Sorry I didn't mention that whole autoplay feature. That's important to this experiment. Maybe we'll do a little more, like, somebody come up with something for next time that's a little more scientific, and we'll see what we get up. Like, maybe 50 clicks of next from something, or that'd be kind of cool.
Okay, if you want to watch the very last thing I put out.
Oh, God.
Jaden Smith released a video.
So horrible.
And he is dressed up in a white Batman suit the whole entire video, and I don't know what's going on.
So I read an article on this when it was posted. Supposedly, first off, this is not the first time he's worn this. He wore it to like Kanye West, Kim Kardashian gathering or something like that. He's dressed up as a white Batman. He then wrote a song called Batman, and this video itself is the music video for this song. And he plays Bruce Wayne in this movie. And it's just like, Batman, Batman, Batman. The Joker has me on drugs. It's Batman, Batman,
no,
Batman.
No, stop. You're hurting my head. Stop. I can't take it anymore.
It's horrible.
He's fighting Batman and Superman here.
It's so horrible. I actually watched it. I'm going, I can't stop. I can't look away.
Speaking of which, I did watch a little bit of After Earth yesterday. That is not a good movie. It's not. I tried so hard, but it's not a good movie, which is sad. Oh, well. All right, enough of this. Too much.
Okay, Batman. Hold on. I got one related to this Batman stuff. So Adam West died this week.
Oh, yeah, he did. It actually sucks. I mean, Adam West was cool.
Iconic. We grew up with him.
Well, no, I mean, he was cool. Like, all the things I saw him on through people that I who had him on, he seemed like a really down-to-earth guy who liked people and liked to do things, you know? I thought that was neat. And he was older. He was like 80, wasn't he, or something?
Yeah.
Somewhere up 86. There.
86.
88.
Yeah.
So, over LA, the Bat Signal will shine over LA in tribute to Adam West
tonight.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad they did something like that.
So, starting at 9 p.m. LA City, will carry out the ceremony.
All right. Well, nobody we listen to is in LA, but if you want to get. look on YouTube. I'm sure it'll be there later.
There'll be pictures showing up on Reddit.
So. But you're right. It is cool that they decided to do that because, he was in the business for so long and shit. So, and then he just got his star last year or something when Ralph helped him get that. Yeah. That was kind of neat. So.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's leave. Let's end this. I'm done. Email address is geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com and our webpage on Facebook is Geeks Next Door. You can find us. That's where we're at. That's where you can email us to tell us that Adam's wrong or that
I'm totally wrong.
Dave's right. That's it. Have a good weekend. We'll see you guys next week.
Ryan, you better be back next week.